and prayed and declared over her the word of the Lord. And for however long it takes, whether it's 21 days or longer, I know it's not going to be 4 years again. However long it takes, I am focused, and I'm going to be that one that introduces her. This is my daughter, Sarah, who God's going to heal. And every day when she calls me, I say, I have already said to her, "Hi, Sarah, who God's going to heal. God loves you, Sarah. He's going to heal you." And I challenge you. It doesn't matter how long you've waited, how impossible it seems. And let me say that her reaction was not what I expected. Any of you who know Sarah. But it was a God moment. And it was a challenge given at a God moment to go to declare over her what has always been true, no matter what the enemy has said to her. And let me just say this. The whole time I was telling her that, the enemy was roaring in my ear. Like, now you've done it. He's not going to heal her. She's not going to be healed. And she's really going to turn her back on God. Blah, 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 blah. Ad nauseum for a lot, as long as I was there. And even in the night, I woke up and like, what have you done? What have you done? I'm like, no. The word of God is true. And my daughter, Sarah, is going to be healed. And not only that, she is going to live her life for the glory of God. Amen.
In the silence I do speak. Give you.